always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada
da, the king.
Shabakta,
hey.
We yada da.
What up? What's good?
Jump ahead of me, guy.
What's good? This is your boy Don Christian. What's up, Frog?
What's up, man? It's your boy Frog, and this is Yada Da King Radio.
Hey, Frog, can you go ahead and open us up with a word of prayer, man? Let's get it in.
Let's do it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for today, Lord, and I pray that, Lord Jesus, as we get into this topic about rocking your faith, I pray that you would, Father God, be here with us in this, yes, in our midst, Lord, and I pray that everything that comes out of our mouths, Lord Jesus, is not of our own flesh, but Father God, but from your spirit, and that you lead us and guide us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. So we in it to win it with the King of all kings. We yada da king. You know how we do it.
That's right.
Hey, today we're going to get in the show. We're going to talk about, are you rocking your faith? And while we're talking about that today, we also going to have... You know, that's right. What does it look like when you rocking your faith? But we also going to have my dude, Porcheezy. He's going to get in the convo with us in a minute.
He's in studio. He came up here from Portland.
Yeah.
P-Town in the building.
Appreciate that, homie.
Come on.
So check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about, are you rocking your faith? You know what I'm saying? What does that look like? And we also going to give you a heads up on how the Rock the Faith tour is going. You know what I'm saying? We had a real good time on these couple shows so far. We also want to let you know, man, we got more coming up. But more than anything, we want you to, you know what I'm saying, rock your faith. Like cats rock their shoes, their fits, you know what I'm saying, their hats, like, you know, like Frog rocks, you know what I'm saying, the knee braces and all that when he's in the weight room, you dig? So that's kind of how we do it. What's up, Frog?
What's good?
What you gonna say? You got anything to say, man?
Man, I ain't got nothing to say. You always trying to bag on me. But it's all good, man. We about to get it in. Man, I just really do appreciate you, Porcheezy, coming up here, spending your time with us, man.
No doubt.
What else we got on the agenda today?
Man, that's pretty much it, man. We just going to have a good time. You know how we do it.
Oh,
Yada Da King Radio.
We got a lot of comments, too, on the Yada Da King page.
Yeah, shout out to all of y'all. And matter of fact, man, we're going to do it like this. We got a new, fresh banger. D-Mob hit me up on the email. It was like, yo, I got the new joint. And that's what's up. We appreciate you. And if you need to send your music, send it to yadadaking@gmail.com. It's D-Mob featuring Kenton Jones.
I'm fly.
That's right. Let's fly.
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high.
It's not a bird nor a blizzard. Blood is my bank, yo, they go, they so off their chisane. Hey. And Christ, like when I say so, they go represent my nizane. Love the way we break bread and make it simple and blizzane. My aim is not to get caught up where all the fame is. Still successful, young Cuddy gon' speak and claim he is. Even though these cowards try to get to where my brain is, interfere with my dreams and take them to where the drain is. I can't let that happen long as I'm living. Cause I know God is my strength, but I'm only strong as my vision. Only a couple of things I depend on as a Christian. That's faith in his spirit, so I can rise cause he's risen. Now they say I'm rather unusual, but not as much as Christ. Getting nails without the cuticles. One thing I know is I'm rare, cause the gospel I share, cause what y'all talking about just don't compare. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so
consistent with my flow, inconsistent with my delivery. I switch up and mix up these haters who set out to injure me. Apparently, I got on repel and keep them from wearing me down. Born with a sound mind, no scaring me. I'm thankful that I'm able to travel through life with freedom. Christ, I need him and I never please him if I don't believe him. To do everything that he said he would do, so I won't leave him. Just receive him in the plans he got for your life, you'll achieve him. That's why I love him, never put no other God above him. Cause all they do is lie, just to hang you out to dry. So as I run this race, I spread I terminate my flesh and press to get my whole house to die. Yeah, now we forever loving Yahweh. We live up to what we write. Why y'all just talk that blase, blase? I'm a stranger, so unlike you, I take over what you fear. So don't hate when you see us elevate out this atmosphere. Fly!
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so fly, always my topic, and I'm so high, I need a carpet. He cleaned up my life, but my life was so messy. Can't ever repay, forever owing like Jesse. And if your way ain't Yahweh, then ooh-wee. Gotta fight back, get your arms strong like Louie. Turn and go the right way. Forget what them other haters and doubters might say.
Be a butterfly, sometimes gotta leave that cocoon. Gotta shut an eye, pay no attention to them buffoons and baboons. Cause soon, you float high like a balloon. Plus, half of them are cartoon characters like Looney Tunes.
Float high, now let's go to the upper room. Room, 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 room. Sweep issues away with the broom, room, room, room. I got God, so Satan meet your doom, 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 doom.
Drop top on a villain, it go vroom, 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 fly.
I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so high, so high, so high, so high. I'm so high, and when I blow by, you can check out my style, and you'll say I'm so.
And when I'm driving there through the Bay Bridge out here in the Prey area, you already know when I Jehovah dose my iPod, I'm listening to the Yada the King radio show, man. So that means that 9 times out of 10 times, we praising the Lord 10 times. Yo, Don Christian, Frog, let's do it. Yada the King, man. The growth process.
White talk.
Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. What it do, fam? Jesus in my house, the devil square. And I'ma run it like a track star, just practicing day and night. To get the gold like Olympics. Jesus is in the house, can you feel it? Like the Jackson 5, I'm happy to be alive. And I'm staying alive like BGs. Please these MCs claim Christ, but don't even get down on bended knees. Like boys to men, how you praising his name, but yet scribble with the poison pen? That don't make sense now, do it. But you know it's love run through me fluent. And I spread it like tick six say. But I'm living it, this isn't a cliche. I'm a believer, better believe, gotta believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom, so I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Cash cares upon he that put the weight of sin upon his back. Then he freed the world from weights of depression, oppression. I'm guessing my blessing was pressed in. He when he came and he died, rose with a hole in his side, known as the holiest eye, Jehovah the owner of mine. So I gotta get bolder with my praises and lifestyle.
Gotta get hold of my pride.
And the rest of things, listen, us. Gotta put flesh to death like sign language. Gotta two-step to drop my Lord's goodness, contagious. I guess the flame could catch it. The fire was shed in my bone. Tell you my let out of tone. Give him my order to throne when I zone. And I'm prone to drop my worries in worship. Clumsy, thank God my Lord won't trip.
I'm a believer. Gotta believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom, so I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum.
Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock
to the boom. I'm a believer. Better believe, gotta believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom, so I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum.
Turn it up, let it knock.
Hey man, were you ever able to do that with your mouth?
Nope.
That was Red Lettuce, boom pop.
That's right, man. Red Lettuce is actually, man, a nice artist out coming up, man.
I saw his video today. It was actually a pretty cool video, man. He had a lot of kids in there pop locking and doing.
Oh, to that song?
Yeah, they were pop locking. They were crumping.
Where'd you see the video at for all the listeners?
TheSouth.com. Okay. Go ahead and check that out.
Man, TheSouth.com got a lot of cats coming up. They got, man, they show love to, you know what I'm saying, the big artists and the artists that are just starting. Man, check that out. As a matter of fact, when I turn on my computer, that's my homepage.
Yeah.
TheSouth.com. Man, check it out. We got Port Sheezy in the building. Port Sheezy, man, how you doing today, bro?
I'm blessed, my man.
I know you from Portland, man, and the weather's pretty much the same. What's the weather looking like down there, though, for all those that don't know?
You know, in the summer, we run about 10 degrees hotter than Seattle. And in the winter, we run about 10 degrees colder.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, you must check the thing periodically. You feel me?
Hey, no. I'm laughing because before the show, you guys, off air, we were talking about this guy's accent. I didn't hear it till just now.
Really?
Yeah. This guy, you were not talking like that 20 minutes ago.
Yes, he was. I told you. Why would I say he got an accent?
I probably wasn't paying attention.
There we go again. Hey. All the Yada Da King Radio listeners, man, check it out. First of all, you can always get our podcast on iTunes. Simply search
Yada Da King.
That's right. Yada Da King Radio. If you spell it out, YadaHdaKing, it'll pop up. We got a lot of banging interviews with artists, and also just a lot of good conversations, man. But you know, if you've been a faithful listener, you know Frog makes those mistakes sometimes where he doesn't remember
that's okay.
what he might have said before.
I'm not the only one making mistakes, though.
You know what I'm saying? So let's just charge it to his head, not his heart.
Whatever. Right? Hey, so Port Sheezy, man, why don't you go ahead and give us a little rundown of, you know, what you're about, you know, just a little info on yourself, man, and what's going on with you, man?
You did?
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know about this accent thing you're talking about. I grew up pretty much in the Seattle area.
SEA.
Federal Way most of my life. And then I went to Tyee High School out here in TAC.
Which is Tacoma, for those of you
No,
C-TAC.
See,
I'm talking about C-TAC. The other TAC.
Okay, C-TAC. My bad.
All right,
bad.
Sorry. That's
straight into his head. And I've been down in Portland for the last about 9.5 years. And you know what? I made a trip up here a couple years ago, and I was kind of disappointed because I went to the SeaTac Mall, and it ain't called the SeaTac Mall no more. It's called the Commons.
Yeah, none of the names are the same now.
No, none of them are the same, yeah. Except for Northgate. Northgate's still the same.
I don't even think it's really called Northgate. I think that's just what we call it.
I don't know.
Because I think that is a Commons Mall also.
Yeah.
Really?
So, anyways, man,
things change.
Little quick introduction, man. Fresh out of high school, man, I met my soon-to-be wife, Danessa. We dated for 2 months, got engaged. In 5 months, we were married.
Whoa! Pump the brakes. Dang, you gonna have to tell the listeners what happened because you just said you went from 2 months... dating. Is that like a fresh 2 months you just met her?
Yeah, we met on 320th out in Fed at Denny's.
Yeah.
She was a waitress. I was a waiter.
Okay.
And so we hooked up. And anyways, January 29th, that's my birthday. That's my mom's birthday. And that's the day I got married.
Man. So you do a lot of celebrating on January 20th.
I got married on my birthday, so I wouldn't forget the anniversary.
Hey, hold on. Poor Sheezy. Hey,
it makes it easy.
There's nothing wrong, man. If that was your wife, everything happened in the right time, man. Me and my wife, we decided to get married after 7 months of dating, and we got married in a week.
Let me clarify something. I did not say there was nothing wrong with it. I was just like, man, that was kind of fast.
Okay.
You know, most people, you know, don't get married that fast.
Yeah, it was extremely fast.
Yeah.
Extremely fast.
So let's do this, man. We're going to come back in with Port Sheezy talking about, we're going to bring him back in about the marriage. We're going to talk about kids, all that, you know what I'm saying, on the Yada Da King Radio, because we love to get it in, not just about the music, but about what goes on in people's normal life, man. What song we got coming up right here?
Man, we got Centerpiece.
Okay, which is Port Sheezy's group.
Yep, and they're Our Return. We're going to go ahead and get it in. So go ahead and introduce that, Port Sheezy.
Yeah, man, this is Our Return. Basically, little history on this song. It's just about... It's our return. That's all we can give to God, man. He gave us salvation, so we give him all we have. Our return.
Let's get it. Yada da King.
Let it burn to the point of your return. We're burning, we yearn for a lost hour. Now this is our return. We bring it to the club, we bring it to the box. Everybody needs love, there is no barrier for the carrier. For the good news, bring it to your area. On alert like a terrier, think about it, what's more scary? Living a life without Christ, you better think twice on your own barrier. When he came to raise our souls from the grave, now that should tell you something. Sacrifice like a slave way back in the day, now he has his soldiers running. So we hitting that grind, I was looking to find a couple Timothy's. Feel the individuals working to set the captives free. So many casualties burning up like some calories. Trying to lose that sin weight, walking through hell's gate. We're so naive, but we've been entrusted to preach the good news to you know who. Anyone not holding on to the sun, watch them put a run on, they'll be free. So we take this serious with the intent to be imperious. Great commissions, got a mission with a vision. Won't you listen? I'm so delirious. For the loss to be found, broken lives being transformed, standing on solid ground. No ifs, ands, or buts. We ain't holding up, we won't back down.
That's my desire is to lift up. Go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new. Now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We burn the wind, burn for a lost our world. Now this is our main heart. Desire is to lift up. Go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new. Now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We burn the wind, burn for a lost our world. Now this is our return.
It's that time for us to drop that heavy heat on y'all. Don't get it twisted, we came to lift him high, just like a banner. We remnant the king of all days, king of all days, of the New Testament. Calling the bread of life, miraculous son, born with the rights of God, man, and everything God does for human nature. No wonder why they call him the savior. There is none greater. Died and rose in 72, so you can have an hour later. I'm ready to breathe the life, the way, the truth, and hope you do this. Knowing that Christ is after growth, we did this act as humans. And so we move this thing to the streets to get that movement. Like crossing over cats on a court with balls in your shoes. What? When your life spent, what will you have when it's all done? Did you live your life for Christ, or did you live life to have fun? These days are past, son. Why not live with this passion? Do big things for the king, cause you only live once and then you pass.
Man, our desire is to live up. Go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new, now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We're burning, we yearn for a lost our world. Now this is our main heart. Our desire is to lift up, go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new, now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We're burning, we yearn for a lost our world. Now this is our return.
Return, grace my faith cannot be earned. Ephesians 2:8-9, man, this word is so divine, there's so much to be learned. Gotta pick up that word, gotta form that word. See, it's the truth you're missing. Otherwise, you'll show lies. Don't be surprised if your soul comes up missing. This is not meant to scare you, nor is it a attempt to. How dare you? Take it as a wake up call, giving you a chance to have a clear view. Can't you feel the music near you? Just take a look around this creation speaking. Overflow by love, coming from above in abundance. Now I'm meeting. Can't help but speaking. I'm burning for the locks and that's what's up. They don't wanna block and hold me up. My God is too big to let me buzz. So I have no options. This truth to the ends of the earth, no stopping. All the rocks, all doctrine. Found innocent, there's no need for a conquering. All you need is Jesus' name. Forget about the money, sex, cause of fame. Come and worship the King of Kings. Everything you need is in his name. Christ Jesus, God man crucified, yes, he freed us. Join the body of believers and partake of what we call Jesus' freedom.
Go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new, now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We're burning, we burn for a lost our world. Now this is our main heart. Our desire is to lift up. Go below to the throne, our hearts are wired to remain tough. Been transformed, everything's new, now let that fire raise up. Let it burn to the point of no return. We're burning, we yearn for a lost our world. Now this is our return. We'll be right back.
What's good?
What it up?
This is your boy Frog, and you've tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
They know I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires, down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard. Or I'ma go home, go home, go home.
It's just where I'm at right now. First, let me apologize to the fans that's been waiting in the waiting room. While I was away, I was training in the weight room. Over time, my faith grew. I think I had a breakthrough. But this is stuff that won't be televised on the late news. My A game, I'm on it. I'm learning that my opponent is many different components. I really need to expose it, cause he's killing people every day and they got no clue. But I read the end of the story and we do not lose. This here's a new year. There's so much to do here. Need a couple witnesses. I hope I got a few here, cause I could kick my feet up and just watch it all happen. Honestly, I would be fine if I was not rapping. But evil's on the grind, so I'm gonna be on my grind too. He does a good job hypnotizing us with pop. So with this, I'm telling Satan that I see right through your costume, and I won't stop until Jesus is reigning like a monster.
They know I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Man, I wish I could tell you this was easy.
Go hard, go hard.
But it's not.
Go home, go home.
It's hard work right now.
Go home,
yeah, I'm so ready. Yeah. All my life they've been telling me, G, slow down. But the end of this mission is so close now. So I'm up early with the plow to the ground, and I shine like the moon when the sun goes down. That means I'm just reflecting light. I'm not the source when I shine. I'm modern day John the Baptist. Just so happens I rhyme. But seek the truth or you'll find in chapter 15:5 that in order to bear fruit you must connect to the vine. That's why I'm so committed. Don't speak it if I really don't live it. I'll be honest that I struggle with sinning. I ain't perfect, I'm the first to admit it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. Got a lot of big plans, a lot of moves to make. Got a lot of people telling me to take a break, but I can't cause there's so many lives at stake. I'm on the road with the spring, summer, and fall. So when my phone rings, I'm there to answer the call. Though someone has seen me get fatigued, secretly waiting for me to fall. I ain't tired at all, let's get it on.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard,
share the popular view, but I ain't here to judge, I'm here to tell you the truth. Rather you take it or leave it, that choice is for you. Either way it's all in vain if you don't put it to use. See, a life of following Christ is not painless, and you ain't gotta be Einstein, but it's not brainless. When I explain this, people claim I'm out of my mind. Why I eat this piece of bread and take a sip of the wine? But if this cup means that I will be rejected and persecuted, I pray that it's taken from me, yet willing to go through it. The truth has been so diluted, society's so polluted. Where a noble man is mocked, yet his killer will get saluted. Don't take much from me to prove it, especially with this music. But no matter what, I know that it's destined to be disputed. But with more love than Cupid, I'ma grind till it's concluded. Plus I already promised my mama I'm gonna do it.
Nobody's telling me different. I'm getting in how I'm living, and if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Yeah, for the past 2 years I felt like I just been running on a treadmill. But
go hard, or I'ma go home.
Feels like I'm off the treadmill, yeah, into the races now.
You know what? I think it's about time.
What time is that?
I think it's about time we leave some faith, brother. Leave some faith.
Today's scripture is going to be coming out of Ephesians 5 and chapter 8. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." So with that, it's just letting us know that we were once in the world, and now because we're not in the world, we have God's light. And we need to be lights to others, meaning in our lifestyle, in our everyday life, in everything that we do, we need to make sure that we're portraying Christ and we're living a lifestyle that he would be pleased with. So just know that God's in control.
Hey, I really like that joint right there.
That was George Moss. Go hard or go home. And that was Lace the Fade.
You dig? Stay in your scriptures. Stay it in. You know what I'm saying? So that you can, you know, continue to get to the place that God wants you to be, man. I encourage y'all to crack that word open. You know what I'm saying? At least one time a day, man. If you could do that, it'll definitely help yourself. Don't starve your spiritual man, all right?
Mm-hmm. Digest it.
Yeah. So, poor CZ, man. We was talking about, you know what I'm saying, you getting married in 5 months. Just talk about your marriage and, you know what I'm saying, if you guys got any kids, man, you know, anything that you want to teach somebody from the whole situation.
Yeah, man. Well, I do have a beautiful wife of 9.5 years now. And I got 2 beautiful children. I got an 8-year-old daughter named Chanel and a 5-year-old son who goes by the name of JJ, short for James Jr.
Yeah.
And, man, I'll tell you what, man, marriage is a commitment, man. And it was something that I had to learn, and I'm still learning.
Right.
And, it's a beautiful thing. It's something that God created for a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Let's clarify. Come on.
For a man and a woman. And yeah, man, through this, I'll tell you what, man, we've been through a lot, man, over the years, man. When we got married, neither one of us were really living or walking with Christ, man. We were both walking in the world. Both of us came from families that didn't bring us up in the word. Even to this day, pretty much, man, our siblings aren't saved on both sides, man. And I was 15 years old. I started going to church by myself. And that's when I first heard the calling from Jesus, man, and started going to church. And, I got into high school, man, and just started slipping away, man. Mm. And it was a friend I met in 6th grade. We knew each other for 6 months and lost contact. And who would know that, 6, 7, 8 years down the road, that would be the guy that led me back to Christ.
Wow.
When I was 20 years old.
Praise God.
And so, I asked my wife's grandparents, who have been married 50 years, how they did it, man. And her grandfather answered, "Love holds no grudges."
Hmm.
And so, that's what it's about, man. It's about love, man. And it's a choice. It's a choice to love. And so it's beautiful, man. Definitely been through some things, but we're walking with Christ now, man. And we're growing, man. And I plan to be married until Jesus comes back or it's my time.
So let me ask you this, man. As your grandparents, you said?
Her grandparents.
Her actually. Grandparents
yeah.
said, love holds no grudges. How did that help you in a situation? Because, you know, some people, dealing with problems, they it's hard for people to get rid of them. But how did that help you guys in your marriage?
Well, definitely, man. Obviously, we're not always going to get along. Sometimes we disagree. That's gonna happen in a marriage.
Come on.
And we'll have our differences. One thing I've noticed over the years, when we had our disputes, the turnaround time has got better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was times in my marriage early on, man, where literally we didn't talk for days.
Wow.
After a
been there, you know, done
after
that.
A fight, non-physical, but but you know what I mean. We didn't talk for days, one thing we committed together is that we would do everything to preserve our marriage, man.
Yeah,
everything we could do. You know, if it came down to we needed counseling, anything, our marriage is number one.
Right.
You know.
Man, that's good, man, because I know that everybody that listens to the radio show may not be married, but you know, probably have that intent to get married one day. Man, that's big, because a lot of grudges, and you know what I'm saying, can be held, and sometimes you don't even think they're grudges.
Yeah.
Just because somebody said something and you didn't agree with them, everybody's not like, oh, I'm gonna hold a grudge. But mm-hmm. sometimes in your marriage, that's how it goes about.
Yeah.
Like, man, you said last week, and you're like, dang, last week I was just, I don't even remember that conversation. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's good to just do that, man. And I just want to encourage y'all, hold no grudges, man. Poor Sheezy, though, man, what's the music seem like in your town that you currently reside in? P.O. Portland, man. Tell the people about it, because I'm not sure.
Portland.
I mean, I know a couple people know about the Braille's and all that, but tell them who you roll with on a day-to-day basis, even not in the music, you know. What's
well,
good?
You know, gosh, man, you know, it's been the last 2 years where I've really started to get connected with the Portland artists. You know, when I got into the rap game, man, I'll tell you what, I started out with two computer speakers and yeah. one of those little bendable mics.
Yep.
And I would put it in front of the speakers and be rapping into it. Ooh. And that's how I started, man. And
that's a lot of feedback.
Yeah. It's a lot of feedback. And but anyways, I'm in a group called Centerpiece now. My partner, his name's Sean Chris. He goes by the rap name of Belief. He couldn't be here today. He's out on vacation with his family right now. But we've been together for the last 3.5 years now, 4 years, something like that. And we're just coming out with our second album right now called Wake Up. And it's a beautiful thing. And we got some cats out there. We got Asa. I know y'all heard of Asa.
Yep.
With P.O. Soul.
P.O. Soul.
Ace.
We got Oracle from Concrete Evangelist.
Hey, what up, guys?
Shout outs to First Infantry, Exile. Definitely some guys that, you know, we need to get up in the mix, get creative with, man. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's up? As far as I know, you guys just dropped the album. We've been playing some of the singles on the album. From the album called Wake Up, Centerpiece, obviously, is the name of the album. What do you want to just, you know, gear people into as far as when they hear this album? What are they going to hear?
Well, you know, when we prayed before we started this album, before this project, you know, we really asked the Lord where we wanted to go with direction, man. And in this album, we came up, he gave us the name Wake Up. And it's really It's a album to our nation.
Okay.
Because we live in a nation that is asleep, man. A nation where people proclaim to be Christian,
mm-hmm.
but ain't living it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the you know, in the American church in general, man. You know, I'm not knocking the church. Well. It's just, you know, some things have been watered down, man. That's just straight talk.
Yeah, I don't think it's the church neither. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people blame the church for having hypocrites and blame the yeah. church for that. That's not a part of the church. That's just what happens when you have the church. Unfortunately, some of the leaders of the church
yeah.
happen to be those same people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Paul even said it. The people back in the Bible days, the scripture says it, that there's going to be wolves amongst, you know, sheep clothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's going to be people that come to divide and conquer, that have no agenda besides for themselves. And we're in a world where everybody's out for themselves. So don't find it strange that the church people's act is like that. And I mean, even today we were talking about the show is Are You Rocking Your Faith? This is a part of rocking your faith and knowing that, hey, everybody around me ain't going to do the same thing I do. But since I have a real relationship with God,
yeah.
people can see my faith like they see my clothes.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is, man. Frog, what you got to say about that?
What I got to say about that is I'm disappointed right now because my internet's not working right and I can't look nothing up and I'm lost right now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, really once again, Yada Yada King Radio. This is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to save my brother, man. Port CZ, man, we got a song coming up right here. The song is titled Propaganda featuring Shy. Give the people a heads up. What should they expect of this?
Yeah, propaganda, man. It's simply, man, the media that's out there, man. MySpace, Facebook. And I'm not knocking the Facebook and the MySpace, but we're being fed lies out there. And really, this song is exposing that, man. It's bringing to light so we can be conscious about what we're hearing and what's coming in and what's infiltrating these kids, man. So let's do it, man. Propaganda.
Let's get it.
Featuring Shy from P.O.
Heaven's Ad-Libs.
Hey!
Hey!
Are we the same? Can they see the difference? Are we bringing the truth? In the magazines, on TV, the internet. I can't believe what I see.
Facebook.
We come to drop some truth. Let's get this. Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
Snap goes the cameras. Lights stay flashing. Who's influencing who? Now it's time for action. Is really what you see reality? Don't hang on close only to what your eyes see. It's the paparazzi and the propaganda. Got us wishing we could have it, so we gotta stand up and represent Christ in the front lines and represent truth with our whole minds.
The paparazzi has lost me, taking shots like a glossy. This image, they paint these hearts cold like a frosty. So costly to buy into this image of fame. Unfinished like the canvas, no paint and no frame. We've been stained like a white shirt that fell upon some cinder. Need cleaned up but choose to continually revert to all of this drama. Please pause like a comma. No lights, camera, action, just look to the father. We're facing the slaughter like a horror movie scene. This ain't Hollywood but real top. Now you can be redeemed, in other words you can be clean. Transform the brand new life. Hebrews 10:19, being saved by the blood of Christ. That money and fame don't mean a thing. Those diamond rings, oh yeah, they blame. Sooner or later they'll be on dry bones, turning to deep in fiery flames. This ain't no game, so why not choose Jesus Christ, the king of the Jews? Crucified with that only dues. Then the beat, then that was buried up.
Snap goes the cameras. Lights stay flashing. Who's influencing who? Now it's time for action. Is really what you see reality? Don't hang on close only to what your eyes see. It's the paparazzi and the propaganda. Got us wishing we could have it, so we gotta stand up and represent Christ in the front lines and represent truth with our whole minds. We on a mission just to drop heat for the streets, for the soul, so the people can copy what they see. Not just so that they can cop a CD, but rather walk at the faith like an apostle. So, yeah, I know the money's alluring, search for fortune and fame, but the snow is sure.
Nah,
gotta live this life with the afterlife in mind. Can't take none of it with you, even if the casket shine. Half the time, most of these cats just wanna pass the time, not knowing that the purpose was to express the master shine. Unmasking lies, exposing truth, giving this generation something they can hope for. More than cash and cars, design the clothes. I'm bringing them Christ, cause only he can truly fill the holes. Individuals, not just stars and roles. They can't afford to pay the price once their cars get cold. Snap goes the cameras, lights stay flashing. Who's influencing who? Now it's time for action. Is really what you see reality? Don't hang on close only to what your eyes see. It's the paparazzi and the propaganda. Got us wishing we could have it, so we gotta stand up and represent Christ in the front lines and represent truth with our whole lives.
This ain't TV, nor is it Little Wayne. No, not a diss, just dismiss the notion that the same will be heard by this record is flame. Simple and plain, that we lie Christ's name. It's tattooed in and it's proven the key to eluding Lucifer's illusions. Photographs of foundations and ruins, centerpiece, the hammer and nails. I'm bringing the screws in, and we moving. Yeah. You can't adjust to sin. So when they take your picture, make
yo, this your boy K Drama. He's checking out Gotta the King Radio with Doc Christian and Frog Ribbit Ribbit.
Flashes on, we're passing on the masses. No reality is actually, it's not even a fraction. Lights, camera, action. Christ played the way the stage prepped for the chosen. You can smile, but no posing. Ad-lib.
Snap goes the cameras. Lights stay flashing. Who's influencing who? Now it's time for action. It's really what you see. Reality. Don't hang on close only to what your eyes see. It's the paparazzi and the propaganda. We got a switch and we can have it, so we gotta stand up and represent Christ in the front lines and represent truth with our whole lives. Like a stick up, raise my hands. Arms lifted up, plus my heart too. He's the potter, I'm the clay, call it art school. Now I'm bouncing when I'm in his presence. I say I'm holy cause he's holy, now I give him reverence. Confess Jesus' name, then was made righteous. When I repent, he look at me, then he see what Christ is. So am I saying I should freely sin? Nope. All I'm saying when I do, that he lets me in. Yeah. I would repent. Damn. To turn from my ways. Why? Cause when he died, he shed his blood for my wicked ways.
Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy.
See Mike like that. Woo. Mr. Off the Wall, we gon' bring it right back. Ha. Do it for my dogs on lean and the left.
Yes.
Looking for the answer, but they don't know where it's at. The H, the O, the L, the Y. In Christ, I'm nice and so, so fly. The word in me redeem my soul. My goal in life to save some soul. Some soul, some soul. Salute to the King. I seek first the kingdom, then he add these things. I do it like Christ and the swagger so mean. But since I got peace, let's say the swagger so clean. I'm holy.
Be holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy.
See, your boy is
holy,
cause he's
holy.
Now that I know Micah must be holy, yeah. I stand in my faith, I spit it from my lung. To join a circus cause some flames coming off my tongue. But it's not because my rhyme's sick. Like Jeremiah, I got fire shut up in my pit. Shut up in my belly, I got to let it out. Be trying to talk, but sometimes I just gotta shout. See, I'm holy cause he said I am. Was made righteous by the blood of the risen lamb. See, this word in my heart is where it's gonna hide. I stand on LEV 1145.
Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye holy, for I'm holy.
H-O-L-Y-H-O-L-Y-H-O-L-Y. Yeah, that was our homie C. Micah featuring Mr. Dale. That was Leviticus 11:45.
And for the record, if you didn't hear the interview with C. Micah, and he was bringing some fire, man. What you think, Frog? Tell them how they can get that.
Most definitely. You can go to iTunes right now. Right now. And search Yada Da King. That's YadahDahKing. Or you can go to the Blogspot, which is www.yadadaking.blogspot.com.
You can tune into that interview. He has some real personal stuff. He just talked about, you know, really just being a Christian, man. And shouts out to C. Micah for that, man. And, man, we get it in out here, Yada Da King, man.
Yeah, man. So, what we're going to do, man, we had a lot of people posting today on the Facebook, man. I don't know if they heard the show last week, man, but it's a total difference from last week. What was it, last week?
Yes.
Okay. So, we got our homie, Jay Prodigal. He said, yo, what up, fam? This is Jay Prodigal, and rocking your faith more or less speaks for itself. It's a course of action, because faith without works is dead. If you rocking your faith in fashion, then your dress style gonna complement your faith. Like, forever instance, I might wear red sometime to represent the blood of Jesus, or splash on some oil type cologne to represent the sweet smelling savior of Jesus Christ, or however you rock it.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
But it's funny he was saying about, you know, in reference to, you know, dress style, because we say that on the tour, you know, the Rock the Faith tour, you know, you won't go outside the house looking like a total bum, you know. So what we're trying to say is, we need you, not we need you, but we should be going outside of our house rocking Christ the same way.
No doubt.
Yeah, let's clarify, you know, thanks for Jay Prodigal shouting that out. But if you wear red, that does not always mean that's the blood of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We got cats that's, you know what I'm saying, banging with blue that rock red. You know what I'm saying? And but I understand what he's saying. More than anything, it should be something that is basically seen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He said in there, what did he say was the first line that really was, he said it's a course of action. Because faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Which is the key right there, man.
Yep.
So, man, we appreciate you. What's the next guy? What did he say?
Actually, it's Corvell Cog Brown, COG, I believe. Yeah, COG.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, this is COG, the Thriller from Churched Out Ministry. We are definitely rocking our faith. What it look like? Well, we ride cars that say Jesus is Lord on them.
Okay, so, man, yo, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Use whatever you can to rock your faith. I
mean, hey,
clearly
we rock our faith with the Genuine Life shirts. I mean, you know, I mean.
No, he's not saying that's the only way that you're gonna
rock
be
your faith,
saved.
Yeah.
But he's just basically saying that's one way we let cats know, hey man, I'm a Christian. You can see it on my car, and we applied that, man. Real talk.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, the whip is nice, bro.
Whose whip?
I seen it.
His car?
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, so he has a website we can see his car.
Yeah, it's fly, bro. It's pretty fly, bro.
What's the website for those that don't know? So they can see what we're talking about.
You want us to go ahead and leak it out with plug?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. www.churchedout.com.
Okay.
Com.
Yep.
But how do we see his car?
It's in the photos.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's in the photo set. Go to the photo section, and then I believe it's like all the way down at the bottom.
Oh yeah, that is tight. It looks like he got the
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord, man. That's what it is.
It reminds us, reminded me of the homies down in Tacoma.
Shouts out to God's Gang, man. These guys always got some kind of whip that's representing God, man. Hey,
and their whips are bananas, bro.
Hey, man. So you can use the whip, you know what I'm saying, to rock your faith. That's what's up, man. And shouts out to my dude for posting that, man.
Yep. So let's go ahead and get into this, man. Go ahead.
All right. Poor CZ, man.
What to do?
Man.
Tell the people how you rock your faith on a daily.
Yeah.
Tell them how, you know what I'm saying, what's the just some simple things that you've learned, how so you can show people that, hey, I'm a man of God.
You know, I think it starts with the family, man.
Yeah.
You know, at least in my circumstance, man. Mm. I rock the faith by being an example to my children.
Yeah.
You know, being a godly father. That is something that I'm learning daily because I didn't have that example growing up, man. I didn't have a godly father, man. That's and so now I'm finding godly fathers in the church, man. You know, being discipled by my spiritual fathers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, it's a daily thing, man. It's picking up that cross daily, man. And just hitting the grind, bro. I mean, it's a journey, bro. As we walk this out, man. When we rock our faith, man, we do it to the best ability that we can, man. We're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we fall down, man, we get straight back up, man. Father. It's all about recovery, man. We serve a God that is a God of restoration. And I thank Jesus because he brought restoration into my life, man.
Yeah.
And praise God.
Yeah, man.
Which is another show that y'all need to peep out. Godly restoration. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We talked about that, that was about a couple of months ago, right?
That was actually probably like a month and a half ago.
Okay, so anyway, we talked about godly restoration and just people that have fallen even in the faith, that had just been going through things and they're like, man, how can I get myself back? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this is all about a part of rocking your faith. In order for you to rock your faith correctly, understand that you are going to mess up.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that is one of the things that confessing your sins, first of all, say, hey, look, I messed up, God. God, I need another chance. Can you forgive me? That's all a part about rocking your faith.
Yep. Yep.
If you don't do that, God is going to be like, okay, well, if you can't take the first part, which is just letting him know that, hey, I messed up, God can't fix you if you say I'm already fixed.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? And then he'll just have to break you down until you call up on him. But Frog, what's good, man? I see you. You ready?
So yeah, man, I was looking up some scriptures, man, and 2 Timothy 1:8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join me with the suffering of the gospel according to the power of God. And that I read that, man, because it's basically rocking the faith. We're basically putting on our salvation, basically, so people can see it. You know, and we literally have to be a testimony, you know, not just with our words. But like the one person that posted on the Facebook said, we got to live it out.
That's right.
You know a genuine life.
Like, have
hey,
to.
Hey, hallelujah.
No plug, no pun, no plug intended. All right.
No. Yeah. No, but so, I mean, basically, in like Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, you know, in the power, you know. Hold on.
Of Jesus Christ, which is the power of salvation.
Exactly. I didn't want to misquote that.
It's all good.
But, so yeah, man. Just basically, what that looks like is when you're around somebody, and we talked about this before. When you're around somebody, not shying away from the faith, not compromising.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you want to, we got a show about that. No compromise. Check it out. Look it up. But
dang, it's Plug City for the Yada Yada King Radio today, man.
Woo!
But real talk, man, rocking our faith is something that we have to do. We want to know, are you rocking your faith? And we want to encourage you to do so just by simply, man, making people know that you're a Christian. Don't just say that I'm a Christian, because as James chapter 2 says in verses 14 all the way to the end, 26, it talks about faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
You cannot say that, hey, I'm a Christian, I you know what I'm saying, blah blah blah, without not doing any kind of thing. The Bible even says that Abraham was justified by faith. Rahab, even the prostitute, was justified by her faith.
Yeah. And
you know what I'm saying?
And nowadays, man, a lot of people, they don't listen to what people say. They want to see action.
That's right.
They were like, you know, I see you doing a lot of job work, you know, but what are you really doing?
It's like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brother Frog, we play Madden, right?
Oh, my God.
Madden 10. I just got a great example, y'all. Now he used to talk all this jazz.
That's a lie.
And I'm not talking about Jazz Digger when I say that. But hey, listen up. This is my turn to talk.
But why were you sitting here and lying like that?
He
you know, oh my gosh.
He swore.
This guy is tripping. He knows, like, and if you go back and check the archives, Kai, almost every one of the shows, this guy is running his mouth about how he's gonna do me in Madden.
But for the record, the only reason that I run my mouth is because I win. Okay.
So what is
not the all the time? What not is all the, time?
I'm up by like five. He's I lose count, man. But I'm just saying.
Shut your mouth, gosh.
If I just talked about it, I'm just saying. If I just talked about it and I never beat him, I wouldn't be proven. You know what I'm saying? To be a good Madden player. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using something that everybody can laugh about. You know, my guy Frog, he just got to step his game up on the sticks. But, but in real life, it's the same thing with God, man.
But he must admit that I still do him in. It's not like he's just marking me.
Did we just say that I was up by...
But listen, that's single. Just now, though.
Yeah, he remembers that, though. So that means I left a stain on his brain with those jokes. So anyways... But it's the same thing, man, with our faith, man. For God to see that, hey, I am a child of God, there must be some works with that faith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, on the flip end, see, Christianity is all about balance. You cannot just even have works without faith that doesn't work.
No.
The Bible says, you know what I'm saying, you can do all these works, but he gonna say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, because I never knew you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what does that say? That means, okay, it's just not works and it's just not faith, but I have to have faith and works.
Exactly.
What you got to say about that?
Man, it's definitely a balance. You know, when I get up on stage, man, and all of us, man, as artists, you know, when we're speaking up there, man, we're not just up there rapping.
Yeah.
We're up there preaching the word of God over a beat. But it means nothing if we're not walking it out and rocking it out.
That's right.
In our daily lives.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got a scripture there, Frog?
I do, man. Luke 9:23-26. Then he said to them all, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the world, but yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. So that's basically saying, man, anybody who wants to follow him has to deny himself, follow Christ, but then also can't be ashamed of him. Okay. You gotta let that... You can't just be a follower inside, inwardly. You got to be a follower inwardly, but that's also got to manifest and have fruit on the outside, too, as well.
Hey, man, one thing I also had said one time, I was working on a message, and God gave me this quote from another minister. I can't remember the name of him. He said, worship is a outward manifestation of an inward relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? And when he said that, when I saw that, I was like, whoa, I gotta go tell everybody I know, because I was preaching on worship at the time. But really what that says is, if you don't have God inside of you, then don't expect him to come outside of you. You know what I'm saying? In your actions.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to look at. I'm not telling us to judge people, to say, oh man, are you rocking your faith? You know what I'm saying? We don't have no rock your faith radars saying, okay, he's at 9.5, he needs to get his game up. You know what I'm saying? But realistically, that's something that you have to check yourself on and say, am I really rocking my faith? You know what I'm saying? A great example is to see, okay, if I ask the people around me, do you think that I'm a real Christian, what are they gonna say?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they be like, then you need to step your game up in rocking your faith. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that we all have to do consistently. Paul said, examine yourself to make sure that you are in the faith. Examine yourself. That means you got to test yourself to see, okay, man, am I rocking my faith right? Am I doing what God wants me to do in this situation? And not only that, God is a God that wants us to continually grow in him. So what you're doing today is cool for today, but he wants you to continually excel into another level, man. Take it up a notch, like the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? NBA is coming up, man. Next week, we ready for that too.
Who's taking it,
man? I'm still going with the Lake, man.
Yeah, I like to see Cleveland, but I think the Lakers got it.
Cleveland, hey man, LeBron James is my dude, and for the record, Frog's not an NBA fan, so you know that's why it gets quiet every time we say something about that. But it's all good. He's a Seahawks fan, and I understand.
Your face is a Seahawks fan.
You're not a Seahawks fan, guy?
I am a Seahawks fan.
You're wearing Seahawks colors right now.
I'm a diehard Seahawks fan.
Okay, man, I didn't say nothing bad about you, brother.
All right, love you too. I love you too.
Who we got coming up, baby?
We got, hold on, let me look at my paper.
Come on.
Becca Shea.
Yep.
Here in this moment.
Okay.
That's what we got coming up.
That's what's up, man.
So we're going to talk for like 10 seconds before it comes in?
My guy Frog is really, you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't know, man. Hey, Frog, ask the people, are you rocking your faith? Let's get it in.
Yada Becca Shea. King.
Here in this moment, Yada Da King Radio.
Waiting for you. see murderous liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. But God's word in my mouth, Bible for praying. Come, come the kingdom, Holy Ghost, get a solo. Hey, but I speak life for the promo. Devil's messing with God's servant, it's a no-no. Bad time and when it rains it pours. I claim the blood of Jesus, demons running off the porch. I'm still praying but I'm still crying, cause the enemy's still true, he's still lying. Sighing a deep breath of relief, remembering the loneliness I felt in the streets. Hey, watch my life change, he died, I'm saved. Wash my sins away, my pride, my shame, my pain, my lies, my hate, my strife, my tears, my thoughts, my years, my cost. Weeping prophet, that's what God said to me. But I'm still here surrounded by the enemy. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. He got me walking down the concrete, thinking about his mercy, lost in the worst way. He had to purge me, I flip-flopped on the world, ain't no more hip-hop. I'm in the midst of warfare, but you can hear a pin drop. Cause the earth gon' spoil and turn, and you reap what you sow, so for boil it burn. I like the pilot, I hear a go pop. God's cooking up the message, the dreams don't stop. I still see the madness, still feel the heartbreak. Still paint the canvas, ignore what the sharks say. Cause I've been swimming in the pit, so driven in the mischief and sinning. I didn't notice how it's living, and I've been in my own prison oh so long. So I pray and ask for forgiveness, I've been so wrong. Would you anoint that child's head with the oil for deliverance? Lord, don't let the devil get. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey. He got me walking in his word now, no more living raggedy. Half step in the Lord and the lonely be tragedy. Praying constant, fasting all day, kinda worthy just to worship. I'ma walk his way. I look around and see the broken tears in their eyes, knowing I was like them, drinking, getting high. Hey, but I repent for that strap on their lap, on the way to ride on them, but I stand in the gap. Lord, I wanna be better, I wanna be healed, I don't wanna suffer, I don't wanna be kill, hey, no. Forgive me, it is all I know, yes. It is all I see, I don't wanna be, no. But I know the truth now, I'm bought with a price, and Jesus Christ died to save my life.
Hallelujah.
Raise your hands to him, can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness to the I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. Yeah, yeah, cause there's no peace for the wicked, Lord. I see murderers, liars, thieves, criminals, Lord. I know they having nightmares. You said there'd be no peace for the wicked, Lord. Lord, hey.
David Michael. Yeah. Hey, that was David Michael, Nightmares.
You did. And that's basically saying that without God in your life, that's you're not going to have peace, man. You know what I'm saying? Which I, man, when he was talking about that stuff, it was nice, bro. Yada Da King Radio. Hey, we back talking about, are you rocking your faith? What's up, Frog?
It's only been, like, technically in the show, it's only been like 7 minutes, but we've been here for an hour. Chopping it up, man. We had a videotape, man. We've been talking about everything with our boy Poor Sheezy.
Oh boy.
So we're gonna have to probably look into getting the video Man, so, you know, people can see what goes on, you know, between the
behind the
segments, you know what I'm saying?
When a DJ's playing his tracks, you dig? DJ, hey, man, you doing your thing.
Yeah, we got DJ Ghost up in here.
The Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Anyway, yeah. let's keep it going. Well, we got some people that are really, you know what I'm saying, showing us love on the Facebook. If you have not added us, if you got Facebook and you have not added us, shame on you.
Sinning.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just playing.
But there is redemption for you.
That's right. Yada Da King. Search us. YADAHDAKING. If you just put Facebook.com/YadaDaKing, you will find your boy Frog and me, yours truly, Don Christian. Who we got on the Facebook page?
We got Ronald Smith, man. He put down, rocking your faith, what does it look like? Well, I believe it's not giving up in this race of Christianity. It's about endurance. Living the life of Christ, even when it seems like you are not saved. When you have fallen into sin and you do not quit this race because of past failures. Rock your faith by not quitting. Hebrews 12:1-3. This is DJ Ronnie Ron. Be blessed. Ah, DJ Ronnie Ron. I didn't. Okay, that's DJ Ronnie Ron. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. DJ praise Ronnie Lord. Ron. Out of the Wheel, down in North Carolina. Real good guy, man. We had a chance to. He interviewed Frog and Toad. You know, he's a real cool guy, man. Loves the Lord, man.
Oh man, you might have to plug me with that connect.
Oh yeah, definitely. He, matter of fact, he just hit me up and said he just interviewed Blaze, and she gave us a shout out.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So.
You know, I like, you know, when he says here, when you're falling into sin, you do not have to quit the race because of past failures. And you know,
that song keeps coming back and fall down, but we get back up.
Okay, that was a shameless plug.
And he be talking about his boy Paul Sheezy plugging all the time.
Oh man, look, you know.
But you know, that's one of, you know, I got a couple life verses, but one of them is Romans 8:1. You know, Romans 8:1. You got that, Frog? You know, it's basically, therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Oh, we have a show about that too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, one of the first shows.
This is one of the first shows with our boy Sintayo Babula.
Yeah, man. But you know, I think, you know, forgiveness is a two-step process, man.
That's right.
You know, it's one thing to go, hey, God, I've sinned. Forgive me. And God is just and he is merciful to forgive your sin. But the second process of that step is to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
You know what I mean?
Because you can't get to the next place without forgiving yourself. A lot of people constantly hold these things on them. On themselves, like, man, I did this, and now when it's time for them to go preach or something, they shy away because they got flaws in their character.
Yeah.
Yep. So next person in on the Facebook was Mark Jeffrey Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He put on here, rocking your faith is reading God's word in personal study, Bible study with friends, making disciples, serving others, and using the gifts God has given you to glorify him. It does not have to be publicized for it to glorify God. Here are some verses to back up what I am saying. 2 Timothy 2:14. Remind them of these things and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words, which is useless and leads to the ruin of hearers.
Keep going. Be diligent.
I didn't know that was that long. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So what he's basically doing is everything that he said in his comment, he's giving you all the scriptures of what he said.
Oh man, you funny dog. Frog, you're funny, G. Keep reading it, man. Read the whole thing, man. Come on, man. This guy, he spent his time.
Why you sitting there? That's how funny.
He spent his time, man, putting that in, man. Don't just cut him off like
I'm not
that.
Cutting him. Who said I'm cutting him off? I'm not even cutting him off.
Hey, boy, I'm just, hey. This guy said, so basically, man, he got like 10 more scriptures. So basically, he's saying this. Hey, now you're funny, G.
I'm not cutting him off. I just wanted to let the listeners know. I'm letting them know where I'm going with this.
Frog, why don't you just give it to him in the message version? Why don't you just give it to him in the message,
man? Okay, okay, the next point that he was making.
Cool, man. We messing with you, Frog.
I wasn't cutting him off, though.
Keep going.
Okay. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, and not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is,
good.
That which is good and acceptable and perfect. For though the grace given to me, through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but think as so to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
Right.
So he said quite a bit more, but right now with the DJ Ghost is hitting me up and telling me we about to spin some more tracks. So right now we about to get it in with Corey Red, I'm still here.
Corey Red, hit us up, man. We're trying to get you on the show. Don't forget us, y'all. Yada that I can.
So point your finger and say, look, that's the bad guy. What that make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. I had Jamaicans pull machetes on me like they Jason. People smiling in my face, behind my back they hating. Been through the ballroom brawls, the fights with cops, the laceration, the tribulations and the character assassination. This church fear me, the streets hear me, the industry leery. The gatekeepers know about me, but they won't get near me. Survived the shootouts, the crack wars, I've been stabbed and now that the smoke's gone, look y'all, I'm still standing. My plan experiencing turbulence, cause witches chanting. I push my seat back, go to sleep, I don't even panic. My plane touched down, hit the ground, the eagle has landed. While y'all clubbing, I'm home alone, scheming and planning. I smoke angel dust, I sniff cocaine. Crucified with Christ without Novocaine. I know pain, I pass no blame. I got no shame, singing we shall overcome. I already overcame. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. The media misrepresent me, got my pressure boiling. Took advantage of controversy, I've been exploited. Tried to destroy me, put her in the quarry, kill my story. I'm nothing to you, for real, fulfill my story. They betrayed him to those who hate him. They tried to break him. Listen, fam, we ain't kin. I've been racially profiled by rookie cops. I've gotten punches and swollen eyes from crooked cops. I've been ostracized, I've been demonized, because I speak the truth and I can see the lies. Religion blur people's vision from really seeing Christ. I simply try to be a light so they can see the Christ. I talk what I know, I give you real gems. Shout out around the globe to all my real men. Champagne for my real friends, and real pain for my sham friends. You understanding? They twist a knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They
tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They want to see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist the knife on my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They want to see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the streets, but I'm still here.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere,
but I'm still here.
They can lie on me, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm still here.
Are you tired of the same monotonous radio stations playing the same monotonous garbage? Well, you need to find out. If you haven't heard, we're Yada Yada King Radio. I'm your boy Don Christian. Get it on podcast right now on iTunes. Holla.
Show I got you.
Words on my lips, the words in my palm,
yeah.
Words in my mind, yeah. Word is bond. I've been reading that word.
Five fellas mistake.
Digging that word, giving that word.
Louise, I see you.
Word.
I got that Sola Scriptura. We don't sling soda. We are safe sinners, innocent soldiers. We are called saints, citizen soldier. Treasures that we store ain't fitting with cola. No, you probably thought that that soda reference was solely to show how I'm so interested in the S word, but I'm no expert. That's why I'm close to the king like Esther, and so clothed in his word, no dresser. And two opposed is absurd, so yes sir, I'm gon' get it cause I need to. Getting it at least two chapters a day, hit the choir, it's cathedral. Never take the ease route, so you know I study it. Sicker than the measles, so you know I'm loving it. I'm in love with it. Don't you see me shuffling this word? Bring about more change than the government.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word. Got that word on my lips, the words in my palm, the words in my mind. Yeah, word is bond. I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word. Got that word, word.
I got that word on my lips still, and never still got the word on the windshield. Glued to it, true students will change by the words that they heed. Troops do me a fave, become what you read. By the spirit who saves and sanctifying work is seen truly as saints.
Christ pray,
Father sanctify them in truth. The 66 books found on each page.
Word,
and that's the word of a lie. No pie in the sky, no pigs that'll fly. His God breathed, given by the Most High. Craig, stop please. Bring it one more time. I said it's God breathed, God given, God's words, God's wisdom, God's works in heaven and earth, God's vision for the church. Visitors be alert and handle with care and light of what you heard.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word. I've got that word on my lips, the words in my palm, the words in my mind. Yeah, word is bond.
Okay.
I've been reading that word, living that word, digging that word, giving that word.
Woo!
That word, word.
Carry the lightsaber, look in the right major. Words for the Lord, a worker who likes labor. Certain of my savior, grind each time, but the battle's been won. No more blindly blind, now I'm up in the script. See the sign, me sign, it's stuck to the wrist. I'ma bind each line, a cuff to the kicks by the Nike sign. To ignite these, I'm gonna strike three times, just so I hit a rooster. Read a Mark and Luke, but me, I'm justified by faith. I'm smart and loofer, more than day trooper. Soldier with the sword, mind sober with the thought of Jehovah on the cross. Can't mold us anymore, the word is in our reach. We are liars, ex-liars, preaching Jesus on the beat. We're living for the priest and teaching on the streets. Disciples of the word, not being sold to streets.
I've been reading that word,
yeah.
Living that word, digging that word.
Get in your Bible, people. Don't be like some that I'm looking at right now, just read them Piper alone.
Yeah, word is bond. I've been reading that word.
Or you read them MacArthur, man. I got love for those brothers, though. I'm a Piperian.
Word. Hey. S.O.
Yeah.
The remix. Word. Hey, matter of fact.
Hold on,
speaking
hold on.
Of word, let's talk about Sho Baraka's album.
I cut you off. It was already on the way.
Okay.
Sho Baraka?
Yeah, Sho Baraka's album. I'm going to tell you right now. I told you last week. Go get the album. This dude is not... I basically am going to say this is going to be a CD that both Christians and non-Christians can both appreciate. I'm not saying that he watered down the message. He didn't do that. But he's talking about real life situations and how you can apply God's word to that. He talks about a lot of real situations, man. Go get that album. I'm not signed to Reach Records or nothing like that, but I'm telling you, as a, you know what I'm saying, a fan of Christian hip hop, this is one of the nicest albums I've heard. Diverse album. It's not, you know, the normal, you know what I'm saying, jump up and down every song, Reach Records album. It got a lot of real stuff, man. Go get that. Check it out. Just at least peep the songs. And show Baraka, man. We trying to get you on the show, too. You dig?
Man, hit us up, guy.
You dig? I talked to your manager. We still waiting, you know, so, you know, Yada That King Radio, we do what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So, yeah.
So, how you guys doing?
Rocking your faith. Frog.
Yeah.
In closing,
what?
What are some of the ways that you could say, okay, I'm rocking my faith? You know, because we didn't hear from you. We heard from poor CZ.
Enough said, man. I mean, the biggest thing for me.
That's rocking, not going to work right
hey,
now. Come
shut
on.
Your mouth. Shut your mouth. Come on. I'm talking. The biggest thing, man, is rocking your faith. Basically, without even having to say anything. I mean, confessing and professing is good, but walking it out is even better. Ooh. You know,
say that again.
Walk it out.
Confessing and professing is good, but walking it out is even better.
Okay.
Because not only are, you know, you're not just doing lip service with just the professing and confessing, but you're actually making into action, you know, your works of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're actually doing it. You know, so that's just what rocking your faith to me, you know, basically is. I mean, because a lot of us, you know, James 2:24, I mean, we can believe God is real and believe all this stuff, but if we're not actually putting it into action, that doesn't mean nothing, because it says in James 2:24 that even the demons believe and shudder.
Yeah, in the early part of the chapter, it says even the demons believe that there is a God. They shudder.
Was that the earlier part? I say the wrong part?
No, it's all good, though, because 2:24 is basically having the works. I talked about that earlier. But check this out, man. So, basically, if you want to rock your faith.
James 2:17.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you want to rock your faith, brethren, you know what I'm saying, and sisterin. You know, it never sounds right when you say the sister like that. So, my brothers and sisters, if you want to rock your faith, shut your mouth and let me see the walking. Let's see the walking. You did? You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. Because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, they're not going to, the first time you say, hey, I'm a Christian, they're not going to believe you. We live in a world where everybody says, hey, I'm a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Like I am a African American. You know what I'm saying? That's what Christians is like. It's your ethnic. Your ethnic is not your religion.
But that doesn't even mean anything just to say I'm a Christian now, because people who walk in the world claim that they're Christians.
That's what I'm saying, brother.
So, you know, I mean, that's,
I'm saying, look, they say it like they black. You know, like I'm African American. That means I'm automatically a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, but that is not the truth. It needs to be seen in your walk. Poor Sheezy, man, my brother from Centerpiece. Tell them about the album. You know what I'm saying? Put your official plug.
Where can
in
they get
right
it?
Now.
Where can they get it?
Is that gonna run me?
No.
No, okay. this is a free plug, you know, because
man, when you get on the show, you know, we take care of you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take it while I got it, okay?
Go ahead.
Well, anyways, man, we got the new album Wake Up coming out. Album release party coming up April 23rd.
P.O.
Kinda.
Can they get
it's
it?
It's not in Portland?
It's actually across the bridge.
It's in Vancouver. Yeah, it's in Vancouver.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, that's my neck of the woods.
Shout out to DJ Deuce Ford at his church, right?
No, it's not. It's not, no longer.
Oh.
Dang, we jumping the gun a lot.
Yeah. But
shout out to DJ Deuce 4 anyway.
Yeah,
Deuce 4 is a good man.
Yeah, he DJ'd my release party.
And DJ Deuce 4 is DJing my release party. And it's not only my release party, it's actually the homie Oracle's release party also. So we're doing a co-release. Double your pleasure.
Shout out to Oracle.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So, yeah, man, we got that coming up April 23rd. Doors open at 6:30.
Now, Poor Sheezy, where can people... Is your album actually available right now?
It is, man.
Where can they find it at? Tell me everywhere they can find it.
You can find it on iTunes.
What if they don't have iTunes?
They can hit me up on Facebook and send me a personal check in the form of cash.
Or a money order that say his name. You did.
Yeah. Is there any other digital outlets that you got it on, man?
Yeah, man. We actually, man, I guess this is a world release real quick here.
Yeah.
I'm actually involved with a new ministry.
Okay.
Known as the Incorruptible Alliance.
Okay.
And
where are they based out of?
They are based out of Muncie, Indiana. You ever heard of Muncie?
Nah, no, but I've heard of Indiana. My little
brother's name. I'm just playing. Muncie.
But nah. Muncie on the map. But yeah, man, my brother's Merson FS2. You can hit us up on incorruptiblealliance.com. And you can get the album there too.
Okay, Bam-o. So man, we want y'all to go support my brother.
Poor Sheezy and Belief.
That's right. The album, once again, the group is Centerpiece.
Yeah, and it's Peace, P-E-A-C-E.
Like peace, homie.
You put Christ in the center, and you will find peace.
You did. That's okay. That's what the name is from.
That's where it came from, man.
Okay. Nice. And this album's called Wake Up. Go get that. This is your boy, Don Christian. We got a couple of people still on the Facebook that we want to get it in. Who we got up there? I see this lady's name is...
Next is Tawana Ross. Yeah. I hope I said it right. If I didn't, I apologize.
Just charge it to his head.
Gosh. She said, I believe when you rock your faith, you are not a
monument,
but a movement.
Okay.
You are taking God at his word and not being moved by people and what's around you.
Man, that's good right
Faith
there.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you see it, then it is not faith. So when you rock your faith, you can say, I may not have it right now, but I...
Declare.
I dare to. That's not...
Okay.
I dare. But I dare to believe God. He promised me a land flowing with milk and honey. He said, I am the head, not the tail. Above only, and not belief. Beneath. Faith looks like...
I'll finish it. Faith looks like if you are if your reality says, I don't have it like that right now because I know I have a destiny, I can still smile. Square my shoulders back and hold my head up high and walk with the authority because having faith tells us our hope is in Jesus. Blessings, man. Thank you, Amen. Tawana, for that, man. That was real. That was some real good stuff.
I got tongue tied for a second there, man, and you know, so I apologize.
All right, cool. We got two more. This guy's name is Lonnie Maines. He says, "This is it. All about separate and the wolves from the sheep." Okay, separating the wolves from... You know, sometimes the people will be, you know, spelling words with slang and stuff.
Ebonic.
So, yeah. That's because it says separate, and then it's a space, and then it's just a letter N, okay? But it said this. Last of the last is upon us. And, once again, so you will get left or you're going to get right. We got to keep bringing that JC fire or peeps is going to get burnt up. Keep that consistent fellowship with the Father and everything that is going to be all right. What we really need is for all the Christian rap soldiers to kick in for a lighthouse of Christian club action that is inviting in. All want to get it on Jehovah Jireh style. We got to keep that iron sharpening, that double-edged sword swinging. You dig? I can dig it, man. So... We got one more, Eric. I'm going to let you read that one.
This is from C. Fox. I believe it's actually another radio host. I'm not quite sure. They hit me up with their radio site. But from C. Fox, spelled with two X's. There's nothing like rocking your faith. Without your faith, you're dead in the water.
Enough said.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we just want to encourage you, the listener, you, the artist that's we playing, you, whoever you are, to rock your faith, man.
Rock.
And make sure people can see that, hey, you are a Christian, not just by your talk, not just by your, you know what I'm saying, the things you say, but by your actions. You dig? This is your boy Don Christian.
And this is Frog, and we about to actually, I promised somebody real quick, man, that we are gonna pray for him, man.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
You know, my man Danny Villar, just met him today actually on Facebook, man. He actually has tonsillitis, and he asked us that we would reach out and pray for him, man. So we asked that you would keep Danny Villar in your prayers about his tonsils.
Go ahead.
And, you know, continue out this week, man, just pray for his strength and stuff. So, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Danny. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would erase and get rid of all of the infection or anything that's causing the pain in his mouth, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will supernaturally heal him.
Yes, God.
Father God, and I pray that you would see our faith, that we know that you can do it. And Father God, I pray that you would just heal him right now, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
And anybody else got any requests? Poor CZ, anything you'd like us to pray for?
Yeah, man. I'd like, you know, definitely, man, prayer for my family. Just for my marriage to stay strong.
Okay.
And my son, man. My son has been having some, at times, behavior issues.
Mm-hmm.
We took him into the doctor, and, you know, they said that he has some type of mood disorder.
Okay.
And along the lines of bipolar, and we are not claiming that in the name of Jesus. Amen. We rebuke that.
Amen.
But we would love for you guys to lift our family up.
So I'm going to pray right now, brother.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, I just come before you, dear God, and we pray, dear God, for my brother Poor CZ's family, him and his wife.
Yes.
Dear God, we pray, dear God, for that you would continually strengthen the bond.
Yes.
Dear God, we come against anything the enemy is trying to plant. Dear God, we continue to pray, dear God, as he said earlier, hallelujah, that there will be no grudges, oh God, that there will be peace in the household.
Yes, Jesus.
And we also pray for JJ, dear God.
Yeah.
We pray, dear God, that you would first off touch his heart, dear God.
Yes,
touch
Lord
his mind,
Jesus.
Oh God. We come against the report of the doctors right now saying that he may have this disorder. But God, we know, dear God, that we are all disorganized until you come into our life, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And dear God, we pray to God that you would just, number one, heal this whole situation.
Yes, Jesus.
Dear God, we pray, dear God, and pray, dear God, with the prayer of faith. Dear God, that when we pray, dear God, that you're going to move. And we pray, dear God, right now for JJ,
yes,
dear God, to have the correct, you know what I'm saying, attitude in situations, oh God.
Yes,
we come against the things that the doctors are saying trigger these things, oh God.
Yeah.
We pray to God that you would just allow your peace to cover his life right now,
Lord
dear
Jesus,
God. And Heavenly Father, we just pray to God for all the listeners, whatever requests they have, God, we pray that you would move on their behalf.
Yes,
dear God,
Lord,
we know that you're a God of healing, a God of miracles, and we expect nothing but the best. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you got any prayer requests,
what?
You got anything that you want to say to us? Hit us up, man, on the Gmail. It's yadadaking@gmail.com. That's YADAHDAKING. And hit us up, Mike. Or give us a ring, man, on the phone number. It's 206-518-9910.
Man, we want to say thanks, Port CZ, for coming out all the way from Portland, man, to Seattle. It's a 3-hour drive, man.
No doubt.
We appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Going back tonight.
Okay.
I miss you, honey.
That's what's up.
Amen.
Hey, you know, baby, I miss you too. I love my wife, LPV. She be on the Lace of Faith, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it. You know, lace that faith.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Rock your faith. You dig? And keep it tuned to Yada That King. I'm Don Christian.
I'm Frog.
We out.
Ribbit.
Life.
Wake up.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.